Welcome to Listen to Your Mom podcast. We are so excited to relate to all you basic, bougie, and badass moms. We're here with open thoughts, feelings, and minds, whether you are a mom, have a mom, want to be a mom, even if you're just missing your mom. Girl, we got you. We're moms, and we know exactly what we're talking about.
Wait, do we though?
Hey everyone, welcome back to Listen to Your Mom. I'm Lauren.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Laura.
And this week we're drinking
eggnog and cider.
Beer.
Whatever. Well, you name it, we're drinking it.
So let's start with our bragging rights or time out mommy. My bragging right is Houston went potty for the first time in the toilet. And I'm super excited about it.
That's
but
huge.
He doesn't actually realize what he did.
It's still a big deal. That's a win.
And he hasn't done it since, so.
I guess my bragging right is I fell down the stairs real hard and I managed to leave my child unscathed. Although my whole ass is bruised like no other, but
Oh, no. She's
okay.
But she had no clue.
Yeah,
so.
She didn't.
My bragging right is me and Charlotte are best friends this week. She never wants to leave my side, which rarely, like, usually it's like, bye mom, does not care. And she's giving me a lot of compliments. Oh. She'll sit there at dinner and she'll be like, I like your eyes, mom. I like your shirt. I like your hair. I'm like, thank you, keep going.
Keep it coming, keep it coming.
So, that's my breaking
right. Oh, that's, like, super cute.
My daughter is officially nicer than me.
I love that.
Wow, good week. None of us had timeouts. Well,
I'm sure I could
notable.
Think of something.
Yeah, I'm notable. Sure,
yeah, notable timeouts, no.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cheers to us.
Cheers. Clink. Okay, so main topic this week is childhood and how we all know each other. To give a little bit of background, so we have all known each other essentially our whole lives because we all grew up together. Literally, Laura and Emily have known each other since the womb.
Yeah, we're like friends from the womb is what we like to refer to each other as. So like,
wombmates.
Yeah, wombmates.
So not like actual.
We're not twins.
Yeah. So Laura and I, our dads have been best friends since sixth grade, and then they moved into the same neighborhood, and then so basically Laura and I have lived in the same neighborhood, been to family functions and like all that type of stuff since birth.
I would say we were definitely at the beginning, you know, when we were 3 months old, forced friends,
yes.
And we got lucky to
that
the
it
point
actually,
of liking each other.
And it actually, like, stuck.
Yeah. And now we're all, like, sisters, I would say.
Yeah. And then Lauren and I have been friends since kindergarten.
So 5 years old.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Yeah. So and then I met Laura. This is Lauren. I met Laura when I was in first grade during Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
During brownies.
Oh, my God.
And that's where all three of us
kind
of
yeah,
like
we were all the same troop.
Same, yeah. Troop 2448.
Oh, I was going to say 2447. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm impressed because I did not remember any of those numbers.
It's okay.
So what are some of your favorite memories?
One of my first memories of Lauren was... You had a birthday party, and Lauren was always, like, the cool girl.
Yes.
Would you not? Yeah, she was always.
I was
you,
not.
Yes, you were.
Oh,
you were.
Whatever. Yeah, you were.
Lauren was just the coolest. And so I got invited to her birthday party, and it was, like, first time that I had hung out at her house. And Emily and Lauren were closer friends in first grade than I was with Lauren. And we went and got our hair done or something, and then we were jumping on Lauren's trampoline. And I, like, kicked her little brother in the head or something by an accident. And he went and told on me. And I still remember how nervous I was to have Lauren's mom yell at me. And
but she didn't yell at you.
She talked to me about not, like, kicking people in the head. I was like, I didn't mean to, but I didn't know them.
So you felt super awkward.
Yeah, so that was, like, my first Lauren memory. And then I was like, she's going to hate me. I'm not going to get invited to her next birthday party. Laura, nice job.
I like, actually totally remember that birthday.
Yeah, I was a little anxious first grader, apparently.
Oh, my God.
One memory that stands out with Lauren is I remember one time in her screen porch, a squirrel got inside.
And you were there?
I thought yeah.
No.
It was me.
Oh, we should probably not say that name.
I remember that Ooh. Story, though, because I was jealous that I
was I thought it was
there.
A different Emily.
Yeah. Maybe it was both of you there.
I mean, my sister was watching
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happened multiple times, so it could have happened at each sleepover,
but
to be honest.
Yeah, I remember that story.
They used to come down through our chimney, they would go back out, scurry through the house. I don't know. My house wasn't trash, okay? I promise.
It was a good house.
Just had a squirrel in the station, but
I had squirrels, nothing too bad. Bats and birds. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh my gosh. But then, like, think about all the memories we've had since elementary school. I mean, we've all been friends since kindergarten, first grade, yeah, even before so. And, like, we have really pretty much stayed friends that whole time.
Yeah.
So, like, there's been a ton of memories.
There was, like, a year or two where we would take breaks here and there, but it was always stupid stuff.
It was never a thing that
it was like if we were in a different class.
But even, you know, if we decided to, you know, we were in different activities, I never for a second thought that I couldn't call one of you if I needed something.
Yeah.
Like, if it ever came to it, you two would have been there.
Yeah. It always kind of was like, even though we're not talking right now, like, I'm not writing this off as an ended friendship.
Yeah.
Like, we're all still friends and we're always going to be friends, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, that gives me goosebumps, you guys.
I think one of my favorite memories of you and I, Emily, growing up, this is almost embarrassing to admit, but Emily and I played house until probably like 12.
I remember that.
We were, like, obsessed.
We were the most immature little 12-year-olds.
Yeah, but, like, we also both dreamed about being mothers since we were children.
We would literally drive mom's drive, sit in the driveway, and pretend drive
and, like, buckle our children into the minivan.
I remember going over to Emily's, and she's like, all right, do you want to play house? And me and the other neighborhood friends would be like,
yeah,
like, go find Lauren. Like, we don't want to.
It was, like, my favorite.
But there was one day that your mom, I don't know how they didn't get so pissed at us, but our moms drove us back and forth between each other's houses, like, 4 times.
I believe it.
Like, because we were like, oh, we forgot this there. Oh, we forgot this over there. And then they would be like, okay, do you want to stop at Caribou on the way?
Oh, hell yeah. That was the good life.
Yeah. Oh. And then this is a little bit older of a memory. When we were in high school, we were driving out to the country to go to someone's party. Me and Laura. This is very naughty. We were smoking cigarettes.
What?
And I was 17 at the time. You were 18. And a sheriff was following us. And I was like, shit. I was like, Laura, we can't throw these out the window. What do we do?
I'm like, Laura, this happens regularly.
I'm like putting it out on like your carpet of your car. And I'm like, your parents are going to kill me.
Sorry, Dad.
I like was trying to like almost put it out on my hand because I didn't want to ruin your car. And I just remember that we had to like shove it out to the side of the car.
We weren't doing anything else wrong.
We were just literally.
That also tells you like the kind of kids we were growing up like we were so scared about getting caught smoking a cigarette in our car.
We had some dumb rules. I feel like we were all pretty, like, our parents were pretty laid back.
No. Okay. Your parents.
My mom. Your mom
made us challenge us.
Yeah.
My mom.
No, I think.
Did not know I drank. No, just kidding.
I think there's, like, a big difference. Like, I think my parents were pretty, I think they were fairly laid back, but they also knew when I'd tell them, like, I want to go have a sleepover at Laura's or Lauren, they were like, oh, the worst thing she's going to do is drink in the basement with her girlfriend. We're not too concerned.
Quite often.
Yeah, which is not far off.
Which is like most of my high school memories. Like, if you maybe on occasion, that, half the time I didn't remember what I did.
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, another one of my favorite memories is, so Laura and I went on our senior spring break trip together, and we went on a cruise with, so I was the only Hanson at the time with the Schumat girls and their mom. And Aaron, I mean, Olivia was little. She was like 10.
Yeah.
And Erica was, like, a senior in college. And then, but your mom, I just remember, like, we went to the club on the ship, and your mom wouldn't give you any alcohol, and she just, like, kept shoving it to me. And she's like, here you go, Lauren. Don't tell Laura. And I'm like, oh my God. She's gonna know.
All of a sudden, Lauren's tipping over.
It was after my mom was tipsy sauced, and Lauren and I had alcohol, and we were fine. It wasn't like we did not. But my mom was like trying to hook us up with the college guys that were like at the club. Remember the Citadel guys that were there?
Wow. Oh,
and she, yeah,
to me, that like doesn't seem like your mom.
I think I know it was because I was dating someone she didn't like at the time.
Oh, so she's like, anyone else.
Which both of her boyfriends at the time
that.
Were best friends.
Yeah.
And they were both douchebags.
My mom said he looked in the mirror too much.
Oh my God.
And so my my mom was like, ooh.
Fun fact. So I didn't realize this, that he had stickers on the back of his truck, but I thought he just had, like, the naked ladies on his truck. But he, I guess my sisters swear by this, they said that he had the shocker symbol on his truck.
Yeah.
I'm like, he wasn't a douchebag, I promise. And they were like, Lauren, he was a douchebag.
I am so nervous for Charlotte growing up after all of the guys that I brought home to my poor parents.
I just hope our kids find good friends. We have such a good core group.
I know, but we still let each other date douchebags. That's the part.
Like, we did, but I also, yeah, I mean.
But, like, we, like, we made each other realize. Guys. I know for sure there was an instance where I was like, what the hell are you doing, Emily? I was like, oh, yeah. He does not deserve you.
That was a low point in my life for, like, a low 3 years of my life. Like, maybe even more than that.
I caught up. I know where we are.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, looking back on, like, all of our childhood, we all are very fortunate because, yes, we had different parenting styles from our parents, but I feel like we all had some of the common things.
We all of our parents found important. Like, yeah. The same morals, same core values. Yeah, I think that's really important. I really hope my kids find something. That's why I don't want to move ever. She's already, like, building relationships in preschool. Okay, that's unrealistic. Like,
but not necessarily.
It's not, because we did.
But I think a lot of that has to do, yeah, with how we were raised and our parents all aligned.
I think part of the, yeah, I mean, in some ways, you and I, Laura, like, probably are as close of friends as we are because our parents are such good friends. Their parenting styles were so much more similar. Mm-hmm. Naturally, we kind of grew up the same in some ways, if that makes sense.
And I think even just all of us being from, you know, smaller, it's not a small town, but it's, you know.
But it's not horribly large.
We're not in a metropolitan.
It definitely has a small town vibe versus, like, a big metropolitan area
and
where
so
there's not core community values.
We all had the same type of family, community.
Being raised in our school system, what did you guys think of it? Because I know you're raising Charlotte in that school system.
She actually said on the way here, Mom, I'm going to go to that school and you can come with me. I'll put you in my backpack.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I would love that. But yeah, I mean, I think at the time growing up, we didn't realize how fortunate we were to grow up in a, you know, public school. None of us went private or anything like that, which there's nothing wrong with. But, like, we grew up in a city that you didn't need to even
there
do
wasn't
that.
Even, like, concern or question of, do I put my kid in a private school?
I mean, we all walked, biked, whatever, to school without any concern. There was no.
Speak for yourself. My mom didn't let me walk home until I was in sixth grade.
Oh.
That's so my mom's super laid back, guys.
That's interesting, though.
I know. She, like, did not trust me walking home.
But, like, it also was just you. It was a large group
of us.
You
guys were in their own neighborhood. That's why I'm trying to get into Laura's neighborhood now. Josh wasn't ready. Damn it, Josh.
I think, yeah, we definitely grew up very fortunate because even talking to Trevor and his lifestyle growing up, he grew up in a small town. So different. And I just feel like we're very fortunate.
And Josh moved around. I mean, he has relationships now with his friends from high school, but he does not have friends with any of the friends that he had in, like, elementary school.
I think that's a pretty common thing. Like, most people are not friends with the people that they were friends with in elementary school. And I think that at least between Emily and I, maybe because we saw that in our parents, that they have sustained these friendships through, you know, a lot of life changes and stuff, but they still continue to be friends. And that was something important to us. And you saw that with your parents too.
Yeah.
I think that to me is something I value a lot. I mean, Trevor and I had a potential of moving to Duluth, like, earlier this year. And to me, yes, like, being away from family was the idea of that was sad, but I have this, like, core friendship group that I've had for forever. It's not the same as, like, oh, I've been friends with this person for a few years. I have a couple close friends, and, you know, I've had these friends for my whole life. They're not, I mean, you guys are more than just my friend. In some ways, you're, like, family because you have been through everything with me.
Yeah, all the ups and downs of our lives, we've all witnessed each other, so we're still swinging, guys. Do we have any funny stories from elementary school age, middle school age, and high school age?
I guess when we were talking initially about stories, we have so many, like, that's one of the reasons.
I know,
we could,
it's so,
like,
hard to narrow it down.
We could talk all day about our past and all of this, so we'll try to make it just the highlights here.
Yeah.
But I still remember, so I, when I was growing up, had a speech impediment. And my name's Laura, and I couldn't say L's or R's, and so, like, imagine that. My dad couldn't understand me, and my mom said that the way she knew that I had to get therapy was because I was playing in the sandbox with Emily and another neighbor, and Emily was literally translating for me. So I would be like, blah, blah, blah. And then our other friend was like, what did she say, Emily? And Emily would be like, well, she said she wants the Tonka truck. Like, and my mom was like watching out the window. I was like, oh, okay, Laura needs help.
Oh my gosh. That's so cute.
I know my mom still talks about that too. Whoa, whoa.
But even from birth, Emily was taking care of me. And here we are still doing that.
I have so many like good memories. One that stands out to me with Lauren is Taylor Swift concert. We stood in line.
It was a free concert. We were literally 20 feet from her before she became a big thing.
And that was
at the Mall of America.
So cool.
Did you go to that before we went to the Taylor Swift concert?
Yeah. It was what? Literally when she had first released her first single. And it was a don't drink and drive seminar.
My dad, what a man. He got up. Like I think he maybe even so like much. Took a day off. I don't even know. It was like a random day. He drove us there at like 5 in the morning to like stand in line.
You guys picked me up at 4:30 and I am so stupid. And I mean, I was a typical teenager. I didn't wear a winter coat. And
it's middle of
I
January.
Literally brought like a thin sweatshirt. And I claimed that it was the warmest sweatshirt ever. And we had to stand outside in the middle of winter. And,
oh, you
and Bill
out.
Gave me his jacket. He's like, you don't need to be cold. Here's my jacket. And he's wearing, like, a short-sleeve shirt.
What a man. What a man.
Like, thanks, Ben. We still joke about that all
I know.
The time.
My dad loves that story.
It's That's one of my cute. Favorites. I think your parents used to do, like, fun activities, though, outside of brownies. Like, because, like, your mom, one of the, like, leaders of our group or whatever, our troop. But your dad, this wasn't a brownie moment, but it was your dad had brought dry ice home. And so we
oh, my God, I remember
dry
that.
Ice. And I thought that was so cool. And I was like, oh my gosh, what parent does this? This is so awesome. Like, parents would never do this.
I remember
But, like,
that.
It was, like, a cool lesson. This is what happens when you do this with dry ice. And we're like, whoa.
That's so your dad.
They're not getting enough science in their life. So.
Honestly, my dad's probably like, yeah, it's only happening because I know you're watching Bill Nye every day in school.
I mean, I probably learned more science lessons from your dad than in actual school.
Oh, Dad.
I don't know. And then, I mean, this isn't even memories with you guys. It's more your parents. Like, I remember driving over to Emily's house because we had last minute decided we were having a sleepover, and I drove over to your house and I had already put a face mask on, like
oh my
a
God,
mud mask.
I remember this too.
And I drove over and it half dry already, and Bill answers the door and is like, well, hi, Lauren. And I'm like, hey, is Emily here? I'm here for my sleepover. He's like, he just like could not stop laughing at me because he's like, this is just something you would do.
What
like,
a
only Lauren, I'm one of a kind, guys.
That's great.
Oh my gosh, so funny. Okay, so, I mean, we've been friends forever, but, like, how do you think it's changed since we've had kids? Because, like, we still put in the effort. We still call each other. We still text each other on the regular, you know, like, weekly.
I think, like, a big part of it is, I mean, obviously, our focus is now on our children. That's the primary focus.
And our marriages.
Yeah, our marriages. And, like, but we still know we need to maintain our friendships. And obviously, like, with kids, that becomes a lot harder. And so making those small things, even if you know you're not going to be able to make time during, you know, it could go weeks or even a month or whatever, and you might not see each other, but taking the time to be like, hey, how was this that you went to last week? Mm-hmm. Or even just, like, the small things, like asking questions. For example, Marin is teething. Any suggestions? Tying in,
yeah,
like,
I
each other's
do,
mom
we give a lot
experience.
Each other mom advice because we're all at different stages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that not only brings us together closer as friends, but also closer as, like, a mom support for each other.
Yeah.
And then, in turn, that makes us stronger friends.
I think, too, just making the time for each other, tying that into being, you know, all moms and we're all in the same stage of our life or similar stages in our life. But also, for me, it is very important to have that FaceTime with the people that are important to me.
Yeah.
And I make an effort. And I know that I only have a certain amount of time. And my friends, you guys, at least, have that certain same amount of time because we all have families and husbands and children and priorities and jobs that,
you have a very select amount of times that you can utilize kind of for those friendships.
See, and
time.
For me, it's like I like hanging out with you guys, you know, just us. You know, our kids sometimes tag along too, but like, I like the one-on-one time with you guys just because – it helps me remember I'm so much more than just a mom.
Yeah.
Oh, you know? For sure.
Yeah.
You can have those adult conversations and like joke around with your friends.
It's something or, like you know, I crave.
It's things that you can't talk about with your husband.
Like tonight, for example, it's super nice because we're able to kind of have that mix of both. Right now, as we're recording, our husbands are downstairs with our children, and it's super awesome to be able to like. I think it's awesome that our husbands are starting to develop friendships throughout all of this too, because that will allow us as friends to be able to spend more time together and not feel so guilty.
I think that we stress the importance of that with our husband. Mm-hmm. I made it very clear that these are the friendships that I find important, and these are the friendships that I want you to be involved in. And I, like, not only do I want you to, but I need you to, because this is
part
of our relationship.
You need to invest in this relationship with my friends, and because invest in our own relationship.
Right. So. And he has to acknowledge that too. Yeah. And, you know, and he's been lucky because you guys have awesome husbands.
But, like, our husbands are also very different guys.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think now, like, we're starting to see, like, the guys are making efforts to get together, like, outside of us.
I know, I love it.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Because also, it's super important for them to have that time.
Right.
Like, they, and
but if you don't stand up and say it, and say, like, I need this time, like, it will fall into
you just get bulldozed
at home. Yeah. And not even intentionally. It's not he does it because he doesn't care about me, but he's like, Laura's content being at home, and I am. I love hanging out with Charlotte and Leland, and I have no problem doing that all week long. But as soon as I see you guys, it lifts me up. It
really there's does. Something you know, like, to I it for sure. I'm on the same page with you. Like I could go months without seeing other people, and I would be fine. But the minute I actually take the time to see other people and my good friends that like are really important to me, and I get to have that time, I instantly am like, and this is why I need to do this all the time.
I think
because it feels so good.
Yeah, yeah, I think we're all homebodies, and we definitely all feel that way. But I do feel it wear on me, you know, after a couple weeks of being at home and only seeing my kids and my husband. That's when I start to have those like bursts where I'm like, I need out of this house, you know, like, and that's when I'm like, hey, what you doing today?
I think too. I mean, we can kind of talk about how our friendships with each other are different than our friendships with our other friends. Like, you know, we can relate to each other in a way that friends without kids or friends that aren't married just aren't going to relate to.
But also, for me, you guys have been there for me, like, through everything. And even in college, my sister passed away while I was in college, and I hadn't talked to Lauren in 2 years, probably.
Yeah, that was
one of our wanes.
Yeah.
And she came to the funeral. We're there for each other. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys are friends that will always be there. And for me, that's really important.
And it's not...
I don't
mean to. No, but it's true.
Yeah, but like, I don't... You know, that's not everything. Like, there are friends that, you know, weren't there that I'm really good friends with, too. We know what's important to each other, and that may have been from growing up or whatever, but we also know that...
We're going to prioritize those things because...
The people that prioritize us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it also, to me, I think that's a great point because it's a good reflection of the kind of people you're surrounding yourself by.
Yeah.
That just kind of tells... I mean, that's also the kind of people I want my child surrounded by. I want my child surrounded by people who are going to be uplifting and there for her, and I want her to see that as she's growing up. This is what you want. I mean, I had that as an example my whole life, mm-hmm. and I knew that that was something that was incredibly important to me.
And our parents had their friends, and they were comfortable with their children hanging out with us. Now we're doing the same. It's because...
I mean, we'll get into future episodes of what our moms and parents taught us, because they are such important lessons that I think we still have today, because mm-hmm. they're such good morals and values. But, like, I think that just relates back to how we are as friends, how we treat each other, and, like, how we do prioritize these friendships, because they are so important.
As you become a mom, you realize, like we said at the beginning, you have a lot less time than you've ever had in your life. And so the time that you do have for yourself, you're going to need to take that and use it to its full advantage. Mm-hmm. And so we do that in our friendships.
Little pockets of the day.
Yeah, I haven't been able to sustain all my friendships, and that has to be okay with you.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, I definitely am not as close to some people as I was prior to having a child. But to me, that also speaks volumes to those friendships in different ways, too. Because I think it's important to be there for your friend no matter what life journey they're on. And if you're not able to be, or, you know, you don't agree, those, I mean, that kind of speaks to itself, too.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Do we want to jump into our game now?
Yes.
So I thought it'd be fun to play a little buzz game. So questions that we have about each other, and then keep score of who gets what first and correct or whatever, however we want to do it.
Loser chugs a beer.
Okay, fun. Let's do it.
So we're going to play buzz game. So we're going to ask each other questions about our lives, because we really have been instilling in this episode how well we know each other. So let's just put it to the test.
All right. So I'm going to be asking you guys 5 questions. First one to start it off is, what grade was I in when I had my first kiss?
6th. No, 7th.
7th. Wait, do we have a buzzer?
I mean, it's just whoever.
It's I buzzed it. It's 7th.
Okay.
Both are wrong. 8th grade.
Really?
I was late bloomer. What was the type of my first car?
Honda Civic. Honda Civic.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. What was the color of my senior year prom dress?
It was like purple and pink and... No.
She's naming all the colors.
It was peach. Wasn't it peach? Like a peachy salmon?
No.
No, purple. It was purple.
Yes, it was purple.
I know.
Good job. But you named all the other colors.
I said peach. I said pink and purple at first. And then I was like, no, it didn't have multiple colors.
Was that when you were in the limo?
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't our prom.
You didn't go in the limo.
Yeah, she didn't go in our prom.
MB.
Yeah. Well, we were in the same... No, we were all in the same prom.
No, I went another time.
Senior year we did.
I went my sophomore year, too.
Senior year we were all in the same group. Okay. Yeah. All
right.
I went in the limo senior year. You guys didn't.
I don't know. All right. What was the name of my very first dog?
Maggie. No. Buddy.
Ding, ding, ding.
What was it?
Rudy.
Rudy. Oh, Rudy. Shit. Yeah. All right. I don't know if I ever met Rudy, though.
Probably not, but you should know.
I met Sammy.
Come on.
I said Buddy. I met Sammy.
Hey, Buddy, Sammy. Rex.
All right. What is my favorite beverage?
Like, Kona.
Wait,
Kona,
to drink? Just in general.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Aw. I'm doing the buzzer. I win all of these.
Okay, so you got like 3 right on.
Yeah.
You're right.
All right. Laura, you're up.
My turn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, are we really doing a buzzer?
Yes.
Shit. Okay, yeah, so. Is it just like tapping the table?
It's just the
So dumb.
All right. Name 2 jobs I had growing up.
Best Buy and shit, what is the other one?
Lord.
Dun, dun, dun. I cried while I was separating the clothes because my first boyfriend broke up with me.
What? Oh my God. Idiot. I don't...
You guys don't know that... Wow, this is embarrassing.
But like...
I guess we're not that great of friends.
But like... Was this something like well known?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I worked there for 6 months. Before I got my job at Best Buy.
Was it like Charlotte Russe or something?
Kmart? Nuh-uh. Yeah. Oh my God, Kmart? I forgot! I forgot about that!
I did not know that.
I remember literally my first like serious boyfriend broke up with me and I was crying as I was separating the clothes.
Oh no!
Like sad little
scene. I got the first one right. Do I get a half point?
Sure, half point for you. Okay. What kind of car did I drive in high school?
Pathfinder.
Red.
Yeah. It was a red.
Yes,
and there's a red Nissan Pathfinder.
That's why I was nice like, job. Are you counting yourself wrong?
Is red bad? I don't know.
Okay, this one is kind of, who was my favorite teacher growing up?
Mr. King?
I didn't even have him.
I thought
he was
did.
A cool teacher, but no.
I can't remember his name, but I know exactly who it was.
It wasn't a boy. Okay, fine. I'll narrow it down. Who was my favorite teacher in elementary school?
Mrs. Hilt?
Yes!
Really?
Yeah!
Oh. I didn't have her, but I knew you had her.
It sounds so nerdy, but she would let me skip recess and decorate her room for her.
Oh my God.
I would
God.
Like that.
That's so cute.
I would have totally done that.
Yeah. I used to do that. Oh my God. Okay, this is a little specific. Name 4 sports I played. And which one was I good at?
Golf. Tennis.
Tennis. Softball.
Cheerleading. Softball.
cross country, and you were the best at
golf.
Golf.
Tennis.
Wrong answer, because I wasn't good at any.
Trick question.
But I had fun. Okay, and then this is the last one. What was the first alcohol I ever drank?
Windsor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, same. That was at my house, wasn't
no,
it?
No, she drank it before that.
Oh, yeah. Ew.
Like, poor thing drank it, like,
7th grade graduation.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, why wasn't I invited?
Same. Oh, man.
All right, Lauren.
Okay.
You're up.
So, what is my middle name, and two, how do you spell it?
Renee.
R-E-N-E-E.
Nope.
Wrong!
E-A.
Nope. Oh, you guys got it right that it is Renee, but it's R-E-N-A-E.
Oh.
Confused. But now we know.
Now we know. Okay.
Oh, man.
How many times did I move growing up? In a limit until graduating high school.
Three.
Four.
Four?
Okay.
Wait, I'm thinking, okay, you...
Can you name street names, or do you know what to?
So it was from the house by Buck Hill.
Yeah.
Because this was in kindergarten, yep. So from Buck Hill.
I included that.
Over to Iran.
Yep. Yeah. And then to the town hall. Yeah.
And that's where I graduated high school.
Three.
Oh. I was right.
Ha!
Well, technically it was two.
Because no, I ran to Iran. One, two, three houses.
Three houses, but two moving twice.
Oh, my God. Tricks.
Trixie.
What did I do from age 3 to 18?
Dance.
Oh, you got it right.
I'm not good at this game.
Well, I just, like, can't think fast.
Okay. I know you guys are going to get this one. Mm. What role did I play in the 6th grade?
Glenda the Good Witch.
She beat us both out.
Actually, you know, her name was Glinda.
You know what I played? I was a Munchkin dancer.
Same,
so.
Same. We tried out to you.
We were in the Wizard of Oz play.
We literally
tried out to be.
Like, you and I would want that role if we actually got it.
Are you kidding?
I remember trying out
though in the elementary school hallway.
Yes.
And people were practicing.
I didn't even know tryouts were that day. I should not admit
people
that.
Were practicing singing. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Everyone was practicing singing. And Lauren was just like, and everyone was like, well, shit.
And you and I were talking about, like, the new Fast and Furious movie or something.
Yeah, we were. We're like, we don't need to practice our vocals at Red on cue for the Munchkin dancer.
Oh, okay, this is my last question. How did I break my nose in 9th grade?
You were doing oh my God. You hit it on a wall when you were getting lifted
in the air.
You smacked
it back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I hit it on the corner of a wall when I was getting a sign down after a competition.
I'm still, like, scarred by thinking about that.
And then my lip had a big hole through it, and it was hanging down, not to be graphic.
And on that note.
And on that note, I think this game pretty much proved that we all know each other really well. I think we all got the same amount of points. I don't think there's a winner here. I mean, let us know in the comments if we're wrong. Thanks for listening, guys. Follow us at The Listen to Your Mom Podcast.
Find us on Instagram at The Listen to Your Mom Podcast.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
Thanks for listening. Now,
go listen to your mom.